Okay. So this is the livestock version of the futures options insurance comparison for the LRP. You can see there's a little bit different set of data required from the other one. Livestock a little bit different. There's a little bit more data required. And this one also has, I have historic steer and heifer basis built into that. Check current futures and options prices. If I click on this, it's going to go to the exact same website we were just at. But it also has check current LRP levels. Right here, if I could get my mouse to appear, I can click on this, and it takes me to that LRP website that we were just looking at in the slides. LRP coverage level. Today's a good day. I want the web output. Click next. I want to select the state. Wyoming.
Next.
And next. And the commodity not selected. If I want feeder cattle, I can select just feeder cattle. If I want fat cattle, I can select just fat, or I can say give me everything, not selected. And I'm gonna look at just feeder cattle. And next. Type, not selected, but I could select steers weight 1, heifers, Brahma, dairy.
Steers weight 1 is 5.5 weight calves.
Steers weight 1. Create report.
That's what you were just looking at on my phone.
And that's today's LRP. Tomorrow, you will have a different set of prices on that. These prices are set daily. And this trades daily. Okay? So today, these are all steers weight 1. I've got the 13, 17, 21. Goes all the way up to 39 weeks, which puts us out to October 30th of 2014. And on October 30th, there's only one option for 39 weeks. I can my expected ending price is $1.86. My coverage level is $1.78. That's 95% coverage. The rate, it's going to cost me $3.62 a hundred to buy $1.78 coverage, and that takes me all the way out to here. I got that information. Close the website down, and I now have the information I need to fill out Wyoming feeder cattle. What coverage level is, the dates, the premiums, the length of coverage period, all of that is right there. It's interactive from the software. You can just go back and forth.
And so that premium you have to pay today, I mean, if you were going to lock these
If you were to buy the insurance today, you would have had to pay that today.
Today on with like a credit card too. So
yeah, this coverage updates daily, and you can buy it from 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock the next morning. Is that right, Chuck?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, so after the markets close every day, they crunch the numbers and put that web page up. And from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 9 o'clock the next morning, before the market opens the next day, you can buy this coverage at that level.
So one thing we were discussing back here that hasn't been mentioned today, so it gets to this practical level of, well, what if I really wanted to put this on? Even though those things are offered, they are available, the coverage does not attach. That's the words that they use, but it doesn't, you can't actually put it in force until the money is received on the other end by the private crop insurance selling agency. There are no private crop insurance selling agency people in the state of Wyoming. I'm bringing this up because if you really were serious about considering buying one of these LRP specific coverage endorsements for a set of your calves, you would want to contact one of the entities that sells this product and establish how they would receive the money, whether a credit card will work.
So you can't just do it on that side.
You may not. You must contact a private crop insurance selling insurance agent. And so what I'm trying to say is, you would want to call one of them and kind of visit with them about how you would set this up, so that when the price appears on that chart on the day that you happen to be, you know, you're ready to pull the trigger, that you can execute it. Because if we went there and said, you know, that 187, that looks pretty darn good, let's put it on. It's after three. Well, until we can get the money in their hands, it won't go in. Even though it's offered, you must set up that mechanism to transfer the funds to the other end. It's just a technicality, but you could be really disappointed if
so
you.
So these agencies, which there is none active in Wyoming, actually with the Wyoming address, I guess.
Right, that's right.
But they are licensed in Wyoming.
Yes.
Through the insurance department, I guess?
Well, they're certified by RMA, but there's a listing on the website that shows a series of seven or eight, I believe, that we found listed that sell it, and their head office contacts are there. If you contacted probably any of those that are on the list I showed you earlier, they would be able to refer you to, you know, someone, but they don't actually sell it in Wyoming, as far as I know. There are none listed on that particular list. So again, just to avoid your disappointment and frustration with me having not maybe spelled it out, I apologize, but I mean, until it's appropriate, you don't really need to know or care, maybe. Yeah. But you do need to transfer the money before that takes into effect. Other policies sold under this federal crop insurance heading, sometimes they don't actually need the money to put it in place. You just sign up or something. But this, because it's a market agreement, basically, it has to be set in place with money in hand. So, you know, again, if you're serious about pursuing this, you want to contact one or more of those agencies and learn how they would recommend you actually process that when you're ready to go.
Okay. So once you have the data in, as before, you can look at the futures, the options, the LRP individually, or you can look at them compared side by side. And it shows a bunch of value errors there. I forgot to, on my input data screen, I don't like this computer, John. I forgot to check one of the boxes down here to say what my cattle weight is. I'm not going to get to do it either unless I can find my mouse. So here. Okay, we're not using your computer again tomorrow.
That's chasing.
As they go by.
Anyhow, those value errors were appeared because I forgot to do a checkbox. Come on.
Kind of like going to the eye doctor.
So does it come back when you switch applications?
There we go. Now why it does that, I don't know. Steers weight one, summary. And it compares the cash, nothing, futures, puts, and LRP side by side, and then you can come down here and do the what if. You know, what if what I expect now doesn't happen and something else happens, and it's going to change those numbers here to reflect the changes in the numbers you made down here. Cash settlement index doesn't end up at 169 like I think. It ends up at 160. Okay. And the cash forward contract price comes down to 165. So as you change, it compares those strategies here for the options you had. I had a put option in there. Expected put option strike is 168, and I paid 423 for that, given the example I set up. Okay. So that's that side-by-side comparison. Same things with the grain that we were looking at here a minute ago. Summary results, where you have a side-by-side comparison where you can look at the cash, do nothing, a hedge, a put, and a call for comparing those options side by side, and it's going to give you the bottom line in terms of which one of those appears the best given the information that you put on here. And all you have to do is click and drag those to set it anything you want. You can play with it, get tired of it. When you get too many things going on, just hit the reset button, it'll set it back to the starting point, and you can get a whole new set of values. Okay?